Hey friends, we are right back in Ephesians chapter 6 today. We have been talking about putting on the armor of God. And everything to this point was something that people would wear, even the shield that they would wear on their arm. We talked about the fact that Roman soldiers would put these items on in the same order that Paul listed them. The belt of truth or the girdle of truth that would hold everything together, which you didn't want to get caught with your spiritual pants down. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet fitted with readiness, the shield of faith, and now the last piece of equipment that they would wear was the helmet of salvation. It says in the sixth chapter of Ephesians that we are to put on the helmet of salvation. And when we think about a Roman soldier's helmet, it was made out of the heavy metals. It wasn't the lighter metals. It was made out of bronze or iron, super heavy, but super protective. In fact, they would put a piece of thick felt or a sponge inside the helmet just to be able to make the weight of it bearable, but it protected the head so well that only a huge hammer or axe could even penetrate the metal. The helmet of salvation, there's kind of two thoughts as to what the helmet of salvation is. First of all, it could be the measure of salvation that we've already received. So we have the helmet of salvation. We know that came, we put it on when we were forgiven for our sins, when we made a commitment, when we confessed with our mouths and believed in our hearts, as it says in Romans 10, 9 and 10. That could mean what it is, or it could mean our confidence that when we die, we will have salvation everlasting in heaven. Either way, we know that having the helmet of salvation is having God's assurance that we are saved. And having that knowledge that we're saved from our sin now is wonderful. Having that knowledge that we will get salvation when we enter eternity is amazing. But let me ask you this. Do you live with that assurance? Do you know that since you've made a commitment to Christ, assuming you have, and if you haven't, make today the day. Do you know? Do you live with that assurance that you are saved? Nobody should ever have to say, I think I'm saved, or I hope I'm saved. I hope I go to heaven. The Bible is so clear. I mentioned Romans chapter 10, 9 through 10. And look that up today. It's so important for you to understand that all it takes is a commitment to believe in the truth of Jesus Christ and who he was and what he did for us. He died for our sins. And then we become a new creation and we live for him. That's the helmet of salvation. Is your mind covered by the helmet of salvation? Let's give God thanks for that today. Lord, thank you so much for my salvation. As easy as it is for me to worry about other things, as easy it is for me to become so consumed about things of this world today, and problems and stresses and difficulties and even good things, Lord, that take my time. Let me not forget to put on the helmet of salvation. When people look at me, they see first my face, my head, the top part of my body. Lord, may they see my salvation. Thank you, Lord, so much for this wonderful gift. We could never repay you for the salvation you have blessed us with. And may we live today with joy, knowing that you've got us in your fold, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.